Our epistle for this third Sunday in Advent is taken from St. Paul's letter to the Philippians, chapter 4, verses 4 through 7. Brethren, rejoice in the Lord. Always again I say rejoice. Let your moderation be known to all men. The Lord is near. Have no anxiety, but in every prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your petitions be made known to God. And may the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus our Lord. Please stand for the Holy Gospel. Continuation of the Holy Gospel according to St. John, chapter 1, verses 19 to 28. At that time, the Jews sent to John from Jerusalem priests and Levites to ask him, "Who art thou?" And he acknowledged and did not deny, and he acknowledged, "I am not the Christ." And they asked him, "What then? Art thou Elias?" He said, "I am not." "Art thou the prophet?" He answered, "No." They therefore said to him, "Who art thou, that we may give answer to those who sent us? What hast thou to say of thyself?" And he said, "I am the voice of one crying in the desert, 'Make straight the way of the Lord,' as said Isaiah the prophet." And they who had been sent were from among the Pharisees. And they asked him and said to him, "Why then dost thou baptize, if thou art not the Christ, nor Elias, nor the prophet?" John said to them in answer, "I baptize with water, but in the midst of you there has stood one whom you do not know. He it is who is to come after me, who has been set above me, the strap of whose sandal I am not worthy to loose." These things took place at Bethany, beyond the Jordan, where John was baptizing. Thus far the words of today's epistle and holy gospel. Please be seated. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of
death. Amen. Make straight the way of the Lord. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. My dear friends in Christ, among many of the themes that we hear about as we approach Christmas, or we've probably been hearing of these things probably since around Thanksgiving. But if there is some type of a spiritual element that is presented to us, that element you can hear in the words of maybe like joy and peace. And those things definitely Holy Mother of the Church presents to us today, especially the joy. Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I say rejoice. But now if we stop for a moment and think about it, how is it that we can have joy? You can't have joy if you don't have peace. And you can't have peace unless you have Christ. And you can't have Christ unless you absolutely individually make room for Christ in your heart. This is facts. Scripture tells us, our Lord, in our Lord's own words, says, "Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called children of God." Peacemakers, the makers of peace, those who go out of their way to try and strive to have peace first and foremost in their own hearts, and then spread that peace to others. The tumultuous heart is the one who is troubled by themselves. And they're troubled by themselves because of their relationship with Christ. Because the heart knows when it's right with Christ. Because that's when it knows peace. I remember there was this bumper sticker. I just remembered it when I was having the theology class between the masses today. But this bumper sticker, I think of often. And it said, "No Christ, N-O, no Christ, no peace." And then it says, right under it, "No Christ, K-N-O-W, no Christ, no peace." And that's the fact of the matter. Okay, so how did we get to this point? Well, Scripture tells us today, make straight the way of the Lord. We have to take out obstacles. What are these obstacles? Well, first and foremost, self. In our adult doctrine class this past week, there was this quote by C.S. Lewis, which I found to be interesting, but it says, "Humility is not thinking less of yourself, but thinking of yourself less. In other words, we think of Christ more. Some people think, well, in order to be humble, I need to beat down myself. No, you need to promote Christ. When you promote Christ, then when he's the first and foremost, now you have someone to follow. But you can't follow him unless you've denied yourself, take up your cross. Then you can follow him. But deny yourself. In other words, it's not all what I think and what I feel and what I want. It's God's will. It comes to the point of joy. The truly joyful man is the one who does God's will, because they have peace. Note the message of the angel on Christmas to the shepherds. Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to men of goodwill. Not peace and goodwill to men like the world has taken it and twisted it like it likes to twist things. No, glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to men of goodwill. And what's a man of goodwill? One who wants God's will. Absolutely, simply. One who accepts God's will joyfully. One who puts self secondly in Christ first. And now we have a gift that we can share with our neighbor. Now we have a joy that's true. No one can take the joy from you. You can only lose it yourself. That's why St. Paul tells us in today's epistle, rejoice in the Lord always, in the Lord. Again, I say rejoice. May the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus our Lord. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.